Welcome to another edition of Heckin' Lively Radio, saving the world in style. I'm your host, Ken Heckin' Lively, and I am your solution to media pollution, using my God-given beautiful mind to take on the world's biggest bad guys. Here we go today. An open letter to President-elect Donald Trump. Dear President-elect Trump, congratulations on your victory. I wanted you to win, in no small part because on August 11, 2016, in Kissimmee, Florida, you met with Dr. Andrew Wakefield and other autism advocates for just under an hour to talk about the allegations of Centers for Disease Control and Prevention whistleblower Dr. William Thompson. As you know, Thompson was a senior scientist at the Immunization Safety Office and participated in a study led by Dr. Frank DiStefano to determine whether earlier administration of the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine was linked to increased rates of autism. According to a document prepared for Congress by Dr. Thompson, entitled, quote, Events Surrounding the DiStefano et al. 2004 MMR Autism Study, dated September 9, 2014, quote, We failed to follow the final approved study protocol, and we ran detailed in-depth race analyses from October 2001 through August 2004, attempting to understand why we were finding large vaccines effects for blacks, end quote. Further on in the document, Thompson wrote, quote, In addition to significant effects for black males, we also found significant effects for, quote, isolated autism, end quote, cases, and for the threshold of 24 months of age, end quote. If you find yourself confused by the term isolated autism, it's because the term was simply made up by the CDC. The rest of the sane world would simply call this group normally developing children. Every child in the world is threatened by earlier administration of the MMR vaccine. Which raises the inevitable question, can the MMR vaccine ever be given safely? Under the current state of knowledge, I don't have an answer, because they never investigated that question by simply studying a group of children who did not get the MMR vaccine. As a middle school science teacher, I always drill into my students the idea of a control group. What the CDC did is akin to a researcher trying to determine lung cancer rates for smoking by studying one group that smoked a pack of cigarettes a day versus those who smoked two packs of cigarettes a day. This data is worthless without studying a group of people who didn't smoke at all. Let's put it in plain language. The CDC lied in their MMR autism study. They did much the same thing when they studied mercury in vaccines in autism, culminating in an off-campus meeting in June of 2000 to discuss these disturbing results at the Simpson Wood Retreat Center. They said they, quote, lost the raw data and could not put it back together. If any of my middle school students had a similar excuse, my answer would have been clear. Redo the experiment. From these two phony studies and others, the decision was made in 2004 to spend no further federal dollars on the question of vaccines and autism. All of this is covered in my new book, Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism. I encourage you to read it, or if you find yourself too busy, assign it to Dr. Ben Carson. I expect it will keep that soft-spoken physician awake long into the night. He won't be sleepy then while reading my book. But I know that you are already aware of many of these facts. You have been told by people you admire of the change in their children after a vaccination, and you have heard much of the same story told you directly by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who was the first scientist to raise concerns about the MMR vaccine and autism. You have also been advised by a longtime autism activist, Mark Blaxall, at the August 11th, 2016 that, quote, you can't make America great again when there's so many vaccine-injured children. I'll be honest, I was originally a Rand Paul guy. I was even supposed to write a book about him. But his campaign never got off the launch pad. And besides, I'd soured on him before he withdrew from the race. He'd met with some autism activists, said he understood their concerns, and even said some mildly supportive things in the press against mandatory vaccinations. Then, when he got criticized, he ran in front of the cameras so they could snap him getting his flu shot and broadcast it to the world. Gutless. You're not like that. You don't care what the elites think. You do what you think is right. I know this is who you are because I've studied you. After souring on Rand Paul, I started reading everything I could about you and realized we shared a lot of traits in common. Most commentators don't realize that before you take an action, you ask a lot of people for their opinion. You don't like experts who put together reports costing $100,000 or more and often miss the most obvious problems. You like to ask ordinary people their opinion. When you are considering a project, you like to walk around the streets, ask the taxi drivers and the waitresses and the regular people what they think of the area. You like to let all that information and answers to your questions from ordinary people settle in, sometimes war with each other, and eventually synthesize into your own opinion. And you are aware, in a way that many well-educated Americans are not, of the potential perversity of human nature. You were taught by your dad in the Bronx that when you went to knock on doors to collect rents, that you stood to the side of the door, so if somebody on the other side started shooting, they'd likely miss you. My family is also a real estate family. I remember being taken to one of our apartment buildings in Oakland, where a tenant had recently been evicted. The tenant had left the gas burners on in the apartment, and a whole lot of flammable materials on the stove. He had hoped to burn down the building, and in the process, he might have also killed some people. It chilled me to the bone. Evil is real. I think you know that as well. I think that you also understand that just because a person is educated doesn't mean that they're free of the typical human frailties which writers have chronicled for centuries. They're often just better at covering them up. That's one of the reasons I was pleased to read that if one of your employees lied to you, you'd fire them right on the spot. That's not a mistake. That's a character flaw. For those of you out there who think that even if the CDC lied about mercury and vaccines, and they lied about the harmful effects of earlier administration of the MMR vaccines, then the rest of the vaccine schedule is fine. That won't fly with you. Here's what it boils down to. The CDC has lied about vaccine safety for more than a decade. Millions of children have been harmed, plain and simple. And I know what you do with liars. You throw them out the door before they even get another chance to lie to you. But that won't be enough in this instance. A single lie told to you by an employee may have cost your company some money, but it didn't damage the lives of millions of innocent children and their families. You have to determine what constitutes justice. Get your new attorney general, Jeff Sessions, on that case right away. I urge you to get my book to Jeff Sessions as well, since it provides a perfect blueprint to prosecute the CDC as a continuing criminal enterprise under the RICO, Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization laws. That single act alone will fulfill the hopes and prayers of millions of American families who have wondered why the government has turned such a blind eye to their suffering. In putting together my book, I interviewed two people who were at the meeting with you on August 11th, 2016, Dr. Andy Wakefield and Dr. Gary Kompothrakis. In separate interviews, they both shared a similar view, namely, that you were a man who listened and was determined to take action. "You're going to love what I do with autism," you whispered into the ear of Dr. Gary Kompothrakis in a later meeting. It's a tall order, as this is a problem that was created and sustained equally by both Republicans and Democrats. President Reagan, a Republican, signed into law the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, establishing the so-called Vaccine Court, even though he had, quote, serious reservations that it lacked a proper system of checks and balances. First, President Bush never addressed the problems with the court, and President Bill Clinton turned a deaf ear to the increasing claims of vaccine injury. The second, President Bush tried to push through a rider which would absolve vaccine producers from harm caused by mercury in the vaccines. And even though President Obama campaigned on the promise of appointing an autism czar to get to the bottom of the crisis, that was as hollow as his promise to close down the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Although you ran as a Republican, I don't think you're a typical politician who feels that he has to kiss the ring of whatever special interest group is favored by the party. For most of your life, you've been a businessman, a problem solver, and whether the good idea comes from right or left, it really doesn't matter to you. You just want it to work. I think you could be aided in your effort by Congressman Jason Chaffetz, the head of the powerful Government Reform and Oversight Committee, which has been investigating the claims and documents provided by Dr. Thompson. Congressman Chaffetz is no doubt well aware of how venal these government organizations can become, especially since the Secret Service, quote, accidentally released the congressman's own Secret Service file after he had criticized their practices. The congressman had actually volunteered for the Secret Service after the attacks of 9/11/2000, despite being past the preferred age for agents, and this is how the agency repaid him for his patriotism. While this may sound like a lot of doom and gloom, there are good people on both sides of the political aisle. I encourage you to seek counsel from Robert Kennedy Jr., Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York, Congressman William Posey of Florida, Congressman Dan Burton of Ohio, and of course, probably the most well-versed politician on this issue, former Florida Congressman and medical doctor Dave Weldon. And of course, you've already met Dr. Andrew Wakefield, as well as many members of the various autism organizations who would be happy to assist you in your efforts. Hopefully, you've already watched Dr. Wakefield's wonderful documentary, Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe, as you promised this group you would do in that August 11th meeting in Florida. I suggest you avoid Senator Rand Paul, as he's probably still dealing with the side effects from his recent flu shot, as well as his aborted presidential run. It should go without saying that if you should require my services, I would be happy to fly out to Washington, D.C. to meet in the Oval Office and discuss these issues face to face. Or perhaps it would be better to share a lovely dinner with you and your family in the private quarters at the White House, so we could talk about these matters at length. After reading your books, it is clear to me that you are a builder with a bold vision. You have demonstrated that multiple times over your career as you have created unique properties. Some people only saw the destruction of the old, but they missed your vision of something new and wonderful. There are those who call us, quote, anti-science, but I see us as the protectors of the old values of independent inquiry and thinking, not the corrupt bureaucrats who are currently in charge of government science. Build something new, President Trump, a system of public health with true checks and balances. Oh, and I almost forgot the most important part. Drain the swamp at the CDC. All the best, Ken Heckenlively, J.D., author of Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism. You've been listening to another edition of Heckenlively Radio, saving the world in style. I'm your host, Ken Heckenlively, and I am your solution to media pollution, using my God-given beautiful mind to take on the world's biggest bad guys. Be good to each other out there.